What did people have before they had bathrooms indoors?
That number three wash tub. Or maybe a... They had a thing that I saw in one old house. We went to somebody's house. Went to the latest house that I was born at in Missouri when I was about 5 years old. And they had a pewter-looking thing in there. Looked like my reclining chair now. It's kind of shaped like... You've seen pictures of them, you know.
How about for the toilet? What did
they have? They had a little building outside, and they just depend on the size of the family, the number of the holes they had in it, you know. Man and his wife, it probably may just have one. If they had a bunch of kids, they'd have a little small hole over here, and then a middle side one, and on up the line, and one would be down low.
What did they call that building?
We called it the outhouse, the little house behind the big one. Even some people didn't even have that. You, when I was a kid, a lot of the homes did. You want to talk to me, Brown? She can stop. We can stop. That little lady came in. Her daddy died when she was 2 years old. That's my wife's sister's child. And we kind of helped raise her. I'm her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent her through college. And I'm proud of her. She's a good kid.
Where did she go to school?
She didn't go to college. She wanted to go to business school, and
mm-hmm.
which I was glad she did, you know. College is all right if you're going to pursue it, but
mm-hmm.
She was going to have to work for a living. And she came out of it with a real good job. Now she's working here in the courthouse. Of course, she worked in Monroe for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She just recently married, 21 years old.
Yeah. Did she have another sister?
Her brother had an older brother.
He was.
Well, we kept him a lot. We're not as close to him. He was 2 years older than her, 3 years older.
Mm-hmm.
She. And but he's the one that went off and quit. Went 2 years and then just went to the pipeline and then came back and finished school. He's a pretty good boy up there.
Tell me about on a farm, what different animals you have and where you keep them, and you know, what different buildings.
Right now, very few people have very few of anything unless it's a dog or a cat, you know, pet. When I was first married, we had milk cows, pigs, hogs, chickens, even had two goats. They're not good property. At one time, I had as many as 200 hogs, raised them and fed them out there in the cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's row crop, basically. And it's concentrated. If a fellow's in the hog business, he raises maybe some corn and has a hog parlor. And
has a hog what?
Parlor. That's where they have a concrete slab with sprinklers in there, and they just, the pigs are, some of them even have air-conditioned firing houses, you know, control the temperature. You take it awful hot in a tin building. Used to, you had a hog waller or a mud hole for the hogs to lay in and flop around and get under a shade tree. That's the way I did. I had a pump up there, and I pumped a hole full of water in the hogs and go in the cornfield, and then...
It's funny, isn't
it? Well, the pig, most of your pig parlors are pig operations. The pig never gets on the ground. He's born on concrete, move him to a feed pen with automatic feeders in it, and feed him a balanced ration, and they've developed him where he's longer and he's fat.
There's less chance that he'll get worms.
Worms is a problem with hogs on the ground because of the egg, and you have to continually treat them for worms.